opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is the Blitz. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Derrick Rose to the Knicks?
You know what I feel about Derrick Rose at this point.
I'm a little surprised simply because I didn't think the Knicks had enough to go out and get him with. He is an upgrade, but he's one of those guys that I think at this stage, it's total diminishing returns. I don't think he's going to be any better than he's been.
I don't have too high hopes for the Knicks. They didn't lose much, but in my opinion, they didn't add much either.
Can we go ahead and just dust in the wind for the United States and soccer? It was bad. It was like I ran out of analogies. I finally quit after it looked like Drago versus Creed. It reminded me of when my kid was little and he played on a soccer team, and he was on the team where all the kids were kind of looking at flowers and, you know, playing with the grass. And every team they played had two little Hispanic kids who scored 6 goals each and ran around everybody. That's what it looked like.
I said yesterday, if they get done like Mexico did by Chile.
Yeah, that would be bad.
That'd be bad. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't quite that, but it might as well have been.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN, your number 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Jong Snow with a 0, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the first 2 hours, all available at podcastarena.com, including some of what you just heard there. I do have a correction, though. We mentioned Glenn Davis's broadcast at the Gorgeous Gale on Sunday. It is 5-7. Is that correct, Jong?
Yes, not 4-6.
I'll say a special broadcast of Soccer Matters from 5-7. There will be surprise guests joining him on site. I might swing by this time and see. We'll just see how it goes. By 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock I might have been able to make, but by 5 o'clock, I'm probably on about my third stop while I'm biking and drinking downtown. I probably don't need to be that far away from home. So I'm going to probably go and know. Anyway, so we've been kind of sportsy. Can I talk about a study that I saw? That
sure.
Kind of drives, you know how I feel about these things, right? You know, this isn't actually a study. This is an opinion that they phrased as a study, which I got interested in it because the headline said, "Hunting humans set to become big business for the super rich within the next 100 years."
Finally, the movies are coming to real life.
Well, that's basically what it is. And it's not even a study. It turns out it's an opinion of a leading tourism expert. Not even an actual scientist. Daniel Wright, senior lecturer in tourism at the University of Central Lancashire. Okay, what school has a lecturer in tourism?
Central Lancashire.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even Oxford or Cambridge or anything right, like that, right? It's University of Central Lancashire. Senior lecturer in tourism. But by 2200, which none of us have to worry about, he believes it will become a televised public spectacle.
Like the Hunger Games.
Or Running Man.
Okay.
Yeah. He outlined a world ravaged by economic and ecological disasters, leading to overpopulation and a huge gap between rich and poor.
This is exactly, I think this is to the T, the plot of Hunger Games.
And pretty much, yeah, right? And he says, right now, rich Americans currently pay huge fees to hunt down and murder innocent big game in Africa. So it's a natural step.
This kind of sounds like an onion piece.
No, this is from the Mirror. This guy really said this. Yeah. Death as a spectacle is not a new phenomenon in social spaces. In fact, our past arguably shows the human fascination for death through various forms to be more of a social activity. Roman gladiatorial games and public executions are well-documented examples throughout history. He added, a future captured in fear could lead to the sci-fi nightmare of humans hunted for sport. Due to the strain on resources for human survival, the practice gradually became more recognizable and acceptable on the part of the wider population who form part of the wealthy elite. During these activities, the oppressive mega rich carry out vacations to purposely slaughter humans by 2200.
Sounds legit.
I'm going to dispute. I don't want to question a lecturer on tourism at Central Lancashire. That's kind of a big deal, right?
I don't know how big of a deal it is. Doesn't seem that big.
Well, he wrote a paper for Scientific Journal Futures. But I kind of think if you get that big of a discrepancy, this is one of the problems with some of these sci-fi movies. Poor people are going to revolt, man. You're having a revolution. They're you know, that's what happened in the Hunger Games eventually. You can't just keep killing them. When you start killing them for sport, they're going to rise up. Yeah, Terrence says the purge. So was there another emergency alert there?
Yeah, it's another EAS test that we have to run.
Oh, it was a test, right? It wasn't an actual emergency?
Yeah.
There's not like flooding out there that I don't know about because we got the windows closed. Okay, just checking. So.
I've gotten a lot of these today. Did you guys know that today is National No Panty Day?
No, because there's not a single national day out there that I don't think is completely made up and meaningless.
Jung, were you familiar with this?
Every day is No Panty Day.
Damn,
John. I'm kidding. I didn't know that.
I'm not wearing panties today.
I know you're not.
I usually don't wear them.
Usually?
Do you want to?
It just depends.
Do you want to honor that?
I think
for the last hour?
I think all of us should go without panties today. Just seems right.
Just rip our pants off?
Yeah.
When did we decide? Okay, this is the kind of thing that scares me about society more than Central Lancashire guy. When did we decide that every single day has to be something? No panties day, selfie day, pick your nose day, whatever. When did we decide that every single day there had to be something? When did that happen?
I don't know.
Because I ignore all that. Now, like, National Beer Day? Good choice. Although, I mean, I drink beer every day. What's the big deal? Other than holidays, I mean, do we need National Day of anything?
I don't think so. I mean, it's nice. Sometimes it's good. But usually it's just a reason for people to sell stuff, I think.
Well, we don't have to fall for that.
We don't, but this seems like
because
a good
that's
one.
Not going to help you sell anything. You're not selling panties if you're having No Panties Day.
That's true.
And as much as I love the concept, the idea of creating Steak and BJ Day was really a bit much, folks.
You're out on it?
I didn't say it was out. I'm just saying, why can't that just be Tuesday? Why can't that be Thursday?
Today's June 22nd, right?
Yes, it is.
Did you know it's National Onion Day?
No, of course I didn't. I didn't know it was
National Onion Rings Day. My bad.
Oh, okay. That's even, yeah.
It's National No Panty Day.
What else? How many days?
It is also National Chocolate Eclair Day. And this is a big one. National HVAC Tech Day. So if you're in the heating and cooling industry, today's your day. Stand up, son. Congratulations.
So we have 4 days today.
Yep.
So we have so many national fill-in-the-blank days that we have to have more than one on a given day?
Yes.
All right. Who's in charge of this? Is there some national group that decides who gets what day?
I don't know. I don't know how they came up with these, but... They tend to it's.
I want to know who came up with them.
Well, I don't know if I can find someone to just.
Well, I'm not going to respect their day unless they tell me who came up with it.
You want to know what tomorrow is?
Sure.
National Hydration Day. So make sure.
Okay,
you
who came up with
water.
That? Probably water people.
Water the water companies, the big water as we call them. National Pecan Sandies Day. Big Pecan came up with that. And National Pink Day. I would have gone with National Pink Day to share the day with National No Panty Day would have been a smart one, I feel like. No? And not only that, there's international days too.
Let's see. And again, I want to know who's responsible. Is there a committee? If there's a committee, I'd like to be on it.
I would too. Or are you going to say there's some things that are too dumb to be
considered? Yes, I would reject many of these days. In fact, I would reject 98% of them.
So if you go to nationaldaycalendar.com, you can actually register a national day.
Oh, really? So we can make up our own is what you're telling me.
Yes.
Excellent.
So National Blitz Day.
So when you get a national day declared, a couple things you will receive. A press release stating the new designation, annual inclusion in the daily post on the website, Facebook, and Twitter, a professional 20-inch by 30-inch frame certificate proclaiming your national day, a proclamation sent over 18,000 media that follow National Day calendar, and an inclusion in our daily radio update heard on hundreds of radio stations in the United States. So if you go to this website, nationaldaycalendar.com, you can submit a form to see if you can get a national day declared, and all submissions are confidential.
All right.
I'm going to fill this out.
Okay.
National Blitz Day. Now, you need to send it 2 weeks before that you want it to be actually declared. So I'm going to count 2 weeks from now. And if I did it a couple days ago, we could try to see if we got National Blitz Day on July 4th.
We should do it in August.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because August, there's no other real holidays in August, so we wouldn't have to share the glory. That's what I mean.
Do you want to see if I can get college football kickoff and National Blitz Day on the same day?
No.
Okay.
Because all people will care about is National College Football Kickoff.
Okay.
Like 2 or 3 days before that would be good.
Okay. I'll look up national days and see if there's... but I'm sure everything's going to be a
just
national day.
Find something where there's something stupid and we can, you know... Because like, if we had to share with No Panty Day, no one would care about us.
Okay. All right. I'll look it up.
If we have to share with... yesterday was National Selfie Day, which, kill me on social media for Selfie Day. But we need a day where there's not much going on, so more people will refer to it as Blitz Day.
281 says, must be National Bad Radio Day today as well. Mute.
I'm loving this. No, it's only local bad radio day, dummy. We're just doing that here. We're only being heard in Houston.
No, let's break down the Derrick Rose trade a million more times. I love it. Mute. All right. You know what we're going to do? We have two giveaways to do next segment. So we're going to just blast through some What Are the Odds. And so you need to get on hold and hold on through the break. We have two of these to give away. Am I correct, John? We have two of these?
To the Schlitterbahn?
The Schlitterbahn.
Yes.
So here's what we're giving away. Schlitterbahn Galveston now has the world's tallest water coaster, Massive. With 4 uphill blasts and a never-before triple-down ending into a landing pool, Massive promises to be a crazy, wild, and wet ride. Now's your chance to ride it for yourself with AJ Hoffman. Win an invitation to join ESPN 97.5 to Schlitterbahn Galveston with a season pass for yourself, and we'll throw in a free daily ticket for you to bring a guest. For details about Schlitterbahn and Massive, log on to schlitterbahn.com/Galveston. So hold on through the break. Best What Are the Odds call, the best two What Are the Odds calls, as judged by Jong Lee, will get the Schlitterbahn Award. How's that? That's pretty cool. So we'll do that when we come back. Right now, got to tell you about Houston Can Academies. Terrific school, takes at-risk kids who have dropped out of other schools and gives them a second chance. And they work around these kids' schedules. Whatever problems that cause the kids to drop out, they work with them on. And so many of them, and who knows where these kids would have wound up if they didn't have Houston Can Academies. They wouldn't have wound up back in school. Their lives would have maybe never amounted to anything. Who knows? But Houston Can Academy takes them and gives them a second chance. So many of them go on to do great things. And the cool thing about that is you can help. You know, they need your donations. And your donations are vehicles you're not using anymore. Could be any vehicle, could be in any shape. It doesn't matter. They're going to come. They're going to tow it free of charge. Your donation's tax deductible. They're going to take care of all the paperwork, and the Blitzers have been donating a lot of vehicles, and can't tell you guys enough how proud I am of how many you've been donating. And the cool thing is you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you get Astros tickets, and the Astros are red hot right now. So great deal. You're getting rid of something you're not using anymore. You're getting a tax donation, you're getting Astros tickets, and you're helping change lives. All you have to do, give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Silence like a cancer.
listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This What Are the Odds segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. This is still brought to us by the people we just said on there, the segment, technically?
Yes.
Okay.
Because we have a gift card to give away.
But we can't.
We can't give it away. That place is closed.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're closed.
So. Yeah, that's why we're giving away the Schlitterbahn passes.
But what are the odds Wednesday? I did not know. What are the odds Wednesday, as always, is brought to you by Deep South Barrels.
And
they are not closed.
And they're not going anywhere. So.
No.
All right. Okay. Glad the communication around here gets around to everybody.
Yeah, nobody told me.
Yeah, I found out yesterday.
Me too. So, all right. So we're giving away the two Schlitterbahn Galveston season passes and one daily pass for a guest so you can party with A.J. Hoffman. The two best What Are the Odds as we blast through them.
Season passes. That's a good prize.
That's
anyway.
A great prize, yeah. So we're going to blast through these. And unless we tell you to hang up, you need to stay on hold because we're going to pick two winners. Jong is going to pick the winners. I have nothing to do with it. Neither does AJ. Let's start it off with Jake. What's up, Jake? Go, Jake.
Hello.
You're
hey
on.
Now.
Go.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you. Go.
Will Cleveland get two more championships before Houston can get one championship?
I'll go. I mean, they still got LeBron James.
Yeah, well, they do now. What if he goes somewhere else?
I don't think he's going anywhere else.
I don't know.
Although, I feel like.
But two is still a lot. There's some pretty good teams out there.
I'll go 60%. Slight edge, Cleveland.
All right, let's try Brad.
Sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, what are the odds National Blitz Day gets rejected?
That's a good possibility. We hadn't really thought about that.
How much do you have to pay for these days? That's the real question.
I don't think you have to pay. I'm reading this application, and there's nothing about payment. The only thing I need to fill out is give us. There's a section that says give us a story on why you would like a designated national day.
Honor the greatest show in the history of the known universe.
Yeah, they want historical information, awards, founding date, etc. That's some of the examples.
Just lie and say we want a Marconi.
No, let's create our own award and make it sound like it's a nationally prestigious award.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not lie about winning a Marconi, but we'll create an award for us.
It's a Radio Oscar.
Ooh, I like that. The first annual Radio Oscars we swept.
Yeah. No one else even had a chance.
Yeah.
The only award we didn't win was Most Arrogant, and Rich Lord won that.
Yeah.
Or maybe we should just give it to Dell.
Yeah, let's keep it in house.
Yeah.
Let's keep it in house.
We could say the Radio Hall of Fame gave us 5 Falcons out of 5.
Ooh, good call.
That's a good call.
Falcon Award sounds really good.
But then they might call the Radio Hall of Fame and know that that's garbage. That's
no,
true.
The Houston Radio Hall of Fame.
There you go.
No, better yet, the Southwest Radio Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Okay.
Could be Southwest Houston.
I will do that. And it says, so there's a backlog.
Of course there is.
And they're only accepting applications from companies and organizations at this time.
Well, we're a company. We're an organization.
Yes, we are. Right. And that's what I'm putting.
I like that. Cole, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
All right. So if you took Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, and who was the fourth guy I picked? We'll say Cam Newton. Or Aaron Rodgers, excuse me, not Cam Newton. So Aaron Rodgers, Brady, Brees, and Roethlisberger, with their current staff and their current team, and place them in a Game of Thrones setting, which house would win, or what are the odds of each house winning? Thanks, guys.
That was too long and convoluted.
Yeah, that would take too long to figure out.
Yeah, let's just move on to the next one. Andy,
if they were to all battle, I would go with Roethlisberger.
Yeah, in a fight, Roethlisberger.
Yeah. I mean, he's an accused felon, first
especially
of all.
In a bathroom. If he gets any of them in a bathroom fight,
yeah,
I'm going with Big Ben. Andy, you're next. What's up?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
What are the odds, since I saw a No Burning Giant at the end of that episode, we see a 1-1 White Walker in the future?
Ooh.
Mm. They'll burn all those bodies. I guarantee it. Jon Snow knows to do that.
That's true.
He'll burn all those bodies. We might see a Hodor White Walker.
Too bad you can't just go around like the Walking Dead and just like stick something into their skull.
Yeah. No, you got to burn those suckers. Boy, a 1-1 White Walker would be awesome.
Oh, that'd be unstoppable.
Chad.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
What are the odds that Brock Osweiler has more touchdown passes than Derrick Rose plays games in New York this season?
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I'm thinking Brock is going to have 28 touchdown passes. I'm thinking Derek plays 26 games. So, yeah, I'll go 51-49% Brock. How's that? Paul.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing sports.
What are the odds that Los Angeles Lakers have more wins than the Rockets?
It's hard to know at this point. I think the Lakers are going to look drastically different than they did last season. But yeah. I'll still say 60% Rockets.
If the
Lakers get Kevin Durant.
Yeah, as constructed today, I would say Rockets, but I don't think these teams are going to look anything like what they do now. So, and I wouldn't be shocked if the Lakers came up with a couple players that make them better than the Rockets. So, to me, I don't think the Rockets are a 500 team right now, as constructed. But, yeah, so that it's a good thought, but there's no way of knowing that for a few weeks. Raymond.
Sports
to you.
Hey, man, what are the odds that the Texans win a Super Bowl before the next Super Bowl comes around in Houston? Not this Super Bowl, but the next time it comes around in Houston.
Oh, I don't think we're going to get another one for a long
time.
Yeah,
I would say 80%. No, I'd say 100% chance that they actually win one. Well, because you have to have a 95% chance. I don't think we're getting another Super Bowl.
The next time Houston will get a Super Bowl is when NRG is knocked down and they build a new one.
Yeah, we're talking 30 years from now.
Yeah.
We were very fortunate to get this one. I don't see it happening again. So enjoy it while it's here next year. And then, because part of the problem is now that you've got Los Angeles back in the game and you've got a new stadium in Santa Clara and Miami is redoing their stadium. Well,
those are destination places. Those are now they're going to have.
And San Diego might be getting a new one. Guess what?
If San Diego gets a new stadium and
if Las Vegas gets a stadium,
eventually New Orleans is going to build a new stadium.
Well, and New Orleans is always in the rotation anyway. And yeah, so I mean, it's going to be a long time. All right, one more. Wesley.
Sports.
Sports to you.
Yes, I enjoy your show. I listen every day. What are the chances on Anderson Varejao and David Black getting awarded a championship ring from the Cleveland Cavaliers? I'll shut up and listen.
I mean, David Black... I don't know. I'll go Varejao will get a, I don't know if you get a ring, he'll get a cut of the money from
I think
it,
that's
right?
That is an interesting question. What do you do with those guys?
I don't know. I mean, I would think they should, right? They were a part of that team.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question. Well, I'm going to look into that and we'll get back to you.
Peyton Girl Texas wants to know, what are the odds National Blitz Day application gets rejected because the committee listens to the show? Ooh, that would be a thought. All right, John, pick a couple winners.
I'll go with Chad and Jake.
Chad and Jake, congratulations! You have won Schlitterbahn passes. Yeah, what were their questions? Don't
Chad's was about Osweiler, and Jake was about Cleveland getting the I think what. Two more titles before
yeah,
Houston
two to
gets
one.
One.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That was interesting today. Much better than we've had in the past.
Yeah, strong showing, boys.
Yeah. All right. Quick break. Lots more to get to. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, true friends stab you in the front.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Some breaking news from 38 minutes ago. Kevin Ioli of Yahoo does a real good job with both boxing and MMA.
Mm-hmm.
Says the long-awaited fight between Canelo... Well, I'm going to say right now, there's good news and bad news.
Okay.
The good news. The long-awaited fight between Canelo Alvarez and unbeaten champ, WBA, WBC, IBF champion Gennady Golovkin has been agreed upon by both sides.
Okay. That's good news.
They will meet in September 2017.
Ugh.
The agreement was reached in Los Angeles. Apparently, they came to the deal Wednesday. They're going to put off the fight for 15 months, which will allow Alvarez to get comfortable fighting as a fully-fledged middleweight, and according to Golden Boy, to help Golovkin build his name. Who is left for Golovkin to fight to build his name?
There is no one, according to Golden Boy, of course.
Yeah. So... technically, they're going to fight 2017.
Well, I mean, listen, you take what you can get, right? It's a little over a year from now, but it's good to know that it's going to happen.
Well, so much can happen in 15
months.
If
one of them loses, then no one cares.
Yeah, who cares? You've lost the gate. Basically, this is Golden Boy trying to get two more big pay-per-views for Canelo before a fight where he might lose. So, 832 is.
I want him fighting bums.
Yeah, well, that's all that's left for him.
Yeah, I don't want either one of these guys fighting anyone that's decent. I want them to fight each other.
You know what? I don't mind watching Golovkin fight bums. I mean, it's fun to watch those guys, especially about halfway through the first round when they realize, holy bleep, this guy hits hard and I'm going to die.
I like when they get scared and start to turn away.
Yeah.
And then they do the fake count, like... they, as soon as the ref counts to 10, they like try to jump up real fast and pretend they're okay. They're like, what do you mean you hit 10? No way. That's always the move once you're knocked out.
Everybody quit asking me if you've been muted, okay?
Yes, the answer is yes.
The answer is probably not. But if you're worried enough that you might be muted, then you should think about your life a little bit and what it was that you said that might have you worried about it. Because if you're joking, and that's one thing, but if you've dropped words that we can't use on the air and called us things that rhyme with meetard, yeah, you've probably been blocked.
Yeah.
Muted, not blocked. But I like the fact that you don't know. It's just because I'm cruel that way. Somebody said, you're going like the Mad King on this. I'm not burning everybody. Just burning the bad guys. It's that simple. 832 asks, is there any chance of having a horse racing show on ESPN 97.5? Maybe you could tape a show and play it on the weekends. New listener to your station for the sole reason of your love of horse racing. We have tried to do one on the network nationally, and it's just like anything else. You have to have the advertising to support it, and we've come close a couple times to having the advertising to support it, but we don't right now, and if that happens, and I do have people still working on it, then we would definitely do one over on the network. But most of the people who are going to put money into an extra show are going to do it into this one. And to be honest, right now, I don't have the time to do it. That may change in a couple months. But, yeah, it is something that's been discussed, but it's just like anything else. Got to have the money behind it. And Sam Houston puts a lot of money into this show. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Jay says, Golovkin build his name. LMAO, oh my God, that's the most hilarious thing I've heard all day today in sports. Yeah, I don't know what else he can do. There's nobody that's going to fight him. So, it's just silly.
They're lining up, let me tell you.
Did you guys...
lining up to get beat up by that guy.
Yeah. Did you guys do Game of Thrones this week already? Yes, Monday at 5:30, available at podcastarena.com. We're down to the last one, man.
Yep.
and it's going to be interesting. So I know your TV dilemma, since you're having to switch over. Have you watched any of those shows yet that, like Preacher, have you got on that yet?
Haven't even started it yet, which means I'm not going to be able to catch up by tomorrow when they're coming to replace it. So I'm just going to have to find it on demand.
Mm. It's all on there. That's how I watched it.
I'm worried. I've got the OJ documentary, and I want to watch it. I'm worried that I won't be able to find it again. So,
all right, you know what you should do? Like, make a list of things on demand that you want to watch.
Oh, I've already done that.
Well, yeah. Send them to me, and I'll see if they're on demand on DirecTV.
Oh, okay.
And if they are, I can tell you the ones you need to watch.
Okay.
See, that's easy, right?
But the OJ documentary that's probably my priority tonight, because I don't know if that's going to be on demand anywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I may just have to bite the bullet and watch that, even though that's a lot of television.
Yeah, for one night. What are the odds Red Witch brings back 1-1 at some point? I don't think she can. I don't think she can bring back anybody but Jon Snow. Because I think Barrett can only bring back Barrett. You can only bring back one guy once you do it. Because in the books especially, there's a character that never showed up that once you switched over to that person, you couldn't bring anybody else back but that person. So, what are the odds J.J. Watt poses for ESPN's body issue? Ugh, don't do that, J.J. No one should ever pose for that. That is the worst thing ever. Let's grab a quick phone call. Rosie, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Sportsy.
Hey, I know that same thing. I'm a truck driver. Hey, I'm just going through your state. I was listening to you guys. The question is that, what's your guys' thoughts of Golden State after they lost to the Cavs? Golden State had this miraculous season about, 73-something wins in the war, and Cavs didn't have a number like that. So what do you all think about Golden State for next year? Will they be back?
Oh, yeah. Listen, yeah. Golden State, their core of guys is locked up for the foreseeable future. They're three best players. They're three guys that are all NBA. Curry, Thompson, and Draymond, they're all around for, I think, the next 4 years.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, Curry's the only one not signed to a long-term deal, and obviously he's going to get a max contract, and they wouldn't have done anything else if they didn't know they could get that done. So, yeah, that team is going to be good for a long time. They've got a young core. They're very, very good, and they're going to win more titles.
Yeah, they're not done winning titles. And the thing is, if they can find somebody who, when Bogut gets hurt, they actually still have a center who can go out there and play, I think that would help them a lot, because he gets hurt all the time. And that affected them in this series. And I wouldn't lose sight of the fact they struggled against the Thunder, too. So, I mean, it's not like they blasted their way through the playoffs. But I think they're going to be back. Getting a lot of...
Arian's fetus says, I have DirecTV as well. Both Preacher and the OJ documentary are there. Then Alan says, the OJ story is available on Watch ESPN, so no rush. Well, that's good.
Yeah. Okay, so you're good.
But see? You know how I feel about watching. I hate watching TV on the computer or my iPad. I don't like that. I like to watch it on my big screen.
Hmm.
Do you have Chromecast or Apple TV?
No.
You didn't get one of those. You can beam it to your TV, or
I have a smart TV.
Yeah, you know what? That Chromecast is pretty good.
Well, and plus I have a thing that I have a cord that connects my computer to my TV. That might work too.
Yeah, you might not get the best quality though.
Yeah, Chromecast. That's how we watch our CFL games.
Okay,
it's definitely worth looking into.
The only thing about the Chromecast though is you can't get all the streaming off of Chromecast. Watch ESPN might not be a bit available.
So what do you think you need? I need Apple TV?
I think you should get an Apple TV. I think it's worth it.
Okay. There's so much crap already. I'm tired of buying different stuff. I want everything to work the way I want it to. It's never going to be that way.
281 says, I'm on season 3 of House of Cards. When the bleep did the president of the U.S. start making out with dudes? I ejected on that show after season 3. It was one of the worst seasons of any show I've ever seen. People tell me 4 was better, but no way I'll ever go back to it. Murky says Roku will stream to your TV easy. Murky would know. She watches everything.
All right.
So I would take her advice. All right. We've done the last segment already?
That's it.
Jeez, that went by quick. All right. Well, we got some deaths coming up, including a porn star. Oh, there's some good names on our best death list. In fact, and one of my favorite gangsters ever. So we'll do that when we come back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Grab the kids, your gal, and glove, and spin tomorrow at the ballpark. The Skeeters take on the Somerset Patriots at Constellation Field. Look for us as we broadcast live beginning at 4. It's affordable family fun. Check it out at SugarlandSkeeters.com for details and get your tickets now. AJ and I will be there broadcasting at Constellation Field. Do we know who's producing on site, Joan?
Yes.
That was not just a... I was wondering who's going to be out there with us.
Oh, it's going to be Fletcher.
Oh, okay. Fletcher scares the living crap out of me. All right, let's do...
His man bun.
Well, it's a ponytail, man. That freaks me out.
Yeah, Peter says you've got a PlayStation 4. If so, get a free trial of PlayStation View. It has over 100 channels. You should be good. I figured my PlayStation could do something like that. And I have a smart TV, too, and it's got a bunch of streaming channels.
All right, let's do famous deaths. And we start off with 2009, Ed McMahon. Born in 1923. Good run for Ed.
Yeah, that's all. He was old.
Aaron Spelling, 2006, American television producer. Charlie's Angels and Dynasty at 83. It's a good run.
You skipped Ryan Dunn. Are you not a Jackass fan?
I was going to do Ryan Dunn last, so.
I ruined everything.
Yeah, that's Ryan Dunn, 2011, from Jackass.
God, that guy. And I'm telling you, you do a death pool, those other Jackass guys aren't far behind him. Bam Margera is like a total mess these days.
Well, when we do our Deadpool, there's some guys to consider. Double Down, what are the odds soccer in the U.S. will be featured in deaths? It had to be alive first, Double Down.
No. Oh,
sports figures. 2010, Manute Bol.
Ah, good old Manute.
Love Manute. 2007, Rod Beck at 38.
My fantasy baseball league is named the Rod Beck Memorial Fantasy League.
Yeah.
I did it as a joke because I think we started in 2007. And somebody was like, did you know Rod Beck or something? And I was like, no, it was a joke. And he's like, oh, because I was in the George Ritter Memorial League, and I made a joke about it. And it turns out that this guy was like, it was like his cousin or something. John Ritter, not George Ritter.
Yeah.
And so it's very touchy. But no, Rod Beck, great for my league.
Some people don't have sense of humor about these things. But he was famous for once saying he didn't care how fat he got because some guys may pull muscle, but you can't pull fat.
That's right.
Couple of...
I think there's a little bit of Kenny Powers based in Rod
bit,
Beck.
A little
he's
bit.
Like a cross between Rod Beck and who's that, the racist? John Rocker?
Yeah.
It's like Rod Beck, yeah. John Rocker. That's who he's based on, I think.
1908, Grover Cleveland, 22nd and 24th U.S. president, dead at the age of 71. I have to get these presidential rankings done so I can say where these guys rank.
Yeah.
So, Animals, 2006, Moose, the dog actor, popular for his role on Frasier. I don't really remember Frasier's dog.
He was the Jack Russell.
Okay. 1726, for Popes, Innocent V, also known as Pierre the Tarentaise.
Tarentaise?
Dead at about 36 years old.
They didn't keep good records.
No, they didn't. 1995, Jonas Salk invented the polio vaccine, dead of heart failure. Should have worked on that.
Seriously.
1954, Gideon Sundback, Swedish-American inventor, perfected the zipper.
How would you feel if you were the guy who invented the zipper and no one cared about you because Gideon came along and perfected it?
Yeah, perfected the zipper.
And by the way, the zipper's still not perfect.
Yeah, no, it's not. What guy out there hasn't accidentally zipped up his thing at one point or another?
At some point.
And it's painful as hell. So, you know what, Gideon? I'm glad you're dead. You should have done a better job.
There
was a time in my life when I was underwear free. I was just going through my freedom phase.
Since 93?
No, I mean, it was after 93, but I'm not doing it now. But there was, I was probably a, like when I was in the Army, I don't think I wore underwear once because they gave you those like brown underwear and I wouldn't wear them. So I was just free balling all the time. And that's sort of soaked into my personal life. So when I was not wearing a uniform, I just said, I'm not going to wear underwear at all. But there's so many hazards involved in that. So many risks for a man.
Thanks to Gideon. Okay, so a couple of gangsters, 75, Sam Giancana. Multiple gunshot wounds at 67. That's a good run. And in 1947, one of my favorites, Benjamin Bugsy Siegel. Responsible for the start of Las Vegas.
Yep.
Okay, here's your best death. 2013, James Gandolfini. Also known as a great
one of my favorite gangsters.
Gangster, yeah. Dead at 51. 2009, Farrah Fawcett.
She was hot at one point.
God, I had pictures of her growing up. That was a total...
Oh, I see another chick on this list who was really hot at one point.
Chris Benoit in 2007 was not that.
Not hot.
1987, Fred Astaire danced his way into the next world at 88 years old. Jackie Gleason went pow straight to the moon in 1987. 1969, Judy Garland.
So hot in Wizard of Oz.
Dead at 47 of an overdose.
She was such a mess late in her life. If you ever get a chance, find like the Judy Garland tapes of when she was like on drugs and she would badmouth her husband and her kids. And it is unbelievable that she's only 47 in those because she sounds like she's 70. Yeah. She was a total mess at the end.
And Michael Jackson in 2009.
Yeah. God, that news that came out yesterday about... I mean, having child pornography for Michael Jackson, like the fact that they caught him with child porno, isn't surprising. The fact that he had, like, violent child porno and apparently, like, kept logs of his fantasies about hurting children and he used to show them to kids to, like, scare them into doing what he wanted. That's creepy, man. And they kept that a pretty good secret for a while. I don't know how that didn't come out.
Yeah, it's been 7 years.
Jared from Subway wants to know how the hell that got kept secret.
Well, Jared from Subway doesn't have Michael Jackson dough. That's why.
No. But
you keep secrets when you got Michael Jackson dough.
And not just Subway dough. All right, finally.
That dough's been frozen.
our porn star in 2008, Anastasia Blue, died from...
I'm going to go with... I'll go with drug overdose.
Correct. For 1,000,000 points, can you name the drug?
Pepto-Bismol.
That's a good guess. Tylenol. Who the hell ODs from Tylenol? John, did we accidentally drop a GD in that song?
I didn't hear it.
I did.
Like, maybe we did.
I think I did. All right. We better get the hell out of here.
We're out of here.
We'll be out at Constellation Field tomorrow in Sugarland. Come on out and see us. Great job, John Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. Solid C-minus for me today. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.